KI4DOS, calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag tube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag tube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and see about our echo link stations. We recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. Got those in. And then we got on the pre-nets, we got K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, Miss Isla, two of them travelers rest. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, up there in Hendersonville. And K4GAT, that's Mike down in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris, that's mother, brother by a different mother over there in Liberty. Chris sent me a text earlier, he's lost his voice, so he used the pre-net check-in function. And then we got KM4IAV, that's Mr. Thomas over in Greer. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate all of those fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. I hope all of y'all are doing well. Let me refresh that and make sure I haven't missed any. Well, I got one more, KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, and he's in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us, Landon. I hope all of y'all are doing well and all staying safe and warm. Now we'll go over to our Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is N9NV, November Niner, November Victor, Kevin in Greenwood County. It'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Gary, for calling the net, and 73s to all who can hear.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N9NV. That's Mr. Kevin down there in Greenwood County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. And KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Got one more Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And would like to say good evening to KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg. He's down there in Brunswick, Georgia this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. And I got a text message from Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor over here in Easley. And he brings along his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up in Asheville. And KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie. He's down there in Goose Creek. And Larry, if you're listening, I hope you get to feeling better there, young man. Hope that new round of medication that the doctor prescribed is does you a whole lot of good. You get back to where you can check in with us again. That's all the Echo Link stations, all the pre-nets, and all the text messages that I've got so far this evening. So now we'll go over to the RF section in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Chris. Mario Manette. Please check in N4. NLR. November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim. Julian in your mic. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Good evening again, everybody on the net. Check me in and out, please.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4. Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4MC. This is Matt Western, Greenville County, be native and native. 73 to you and on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening to N4NLR. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. They bring Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. I hope all of y'all are doing well. And then we got WG4MC, Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Any others? Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Enjoy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. No, I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DOS. This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD over here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Please give our regards to Joy as well and everyone on the net. 73.
KI4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4 Tango Romeo. KC4STR. Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well there, young man. And then we got AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Please tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KC4STR, that's Mr. Steve. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No, negative, negative. Do be sure, Gary, and tell me story that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Additional stations in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, hello to you and Joy and everyone else on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
For DOS. Gary, thanks for running the net tonight. Hope you and Joy are doing well. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative at 73 to the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And Shane, any update on Isla?
I'm in the hospital. She's going to have an MRI done sometime tonight. They think her bowels might not be in the proper place, and they got to figure out why. It's causing some obstruction, but she seems to be doing okay other than that, and just what she's gonna have to deal with. So she's still got a little ways to go, or long ways to go actually, before they know completely. But other than that, she's healthy and eating and alert. So it's just a waiting game, Gary. Thanks for asking.
Shane, didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just didn't know if she had made it home from the hospital yet or not. She will remain on our prayer list, just to let you know about that, and I hope she gets to come home real soon. Hope they find out what they need to know tonight with the MRI. But again, tell Miss Beth we said hello and hope both of y'all are doing well and getting some rest. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KQ4ZRC. That's Mr. Grayson up there in Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grayson. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
You got that group all to yourself other than myself over here calling the net. But would like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And all the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4. HCAT. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Joy, at least, and I said hello.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN Harry in Camden, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
Joy, all on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Check in KK4HXB rolling. Travis Rest, I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Chandler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4HXB, that's Mr. Earl. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Barry and I are doing pretty good up here. Wasn't a bad day up here today. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. Please tell Miss Joy that Barry and I was asking. And good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
QS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And no traffic, no comments.
We're DOS. Okay. Thank you for calling the net tonight and bringing us all together here. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here. Try to hold up for a little, rag you. And I hope everybody has a good night. 973.
Cal 4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Minister James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Sid, we had a wonderful day down here. It was up over 70 degrees. I'm glad it was. I had to go to the dump today. I carried a bunch of stuff off and got out there. It was just pleasant out there today. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you did as well. But appreciate y'all being with us, and again, tell Beverly we said hello. And then we got KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. And Larry, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50. Donna made 51 on my log so far. I'll be back to you for some comments, please, in just a little bit. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Say hello to Joy. If you will, please check in Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, and Ellenborough. We'll not be participating in the raid tonight, but we'll stick around for the Traders Net, my friend. Thank you very much for calling the net.
DOS, please check in Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-Ray, W4 SBX. This is Brad in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and thanks for running the net.
DOS, Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, KQ4, YOO, Clinton, and Honeypot, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Dale, lost my train of thought there, young man. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got W4SBX. That's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4YOO. That's Clinton down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clinton. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Have one gentleman's got an item for the swap net, we'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. K4OIM, Master Walt, over there in Edmond. Walt, what have you got for the swap net tonight there, young man?
It's
a pope set the top to 11, and a assistant Pat, I bet the two dudes that does listen, assistant Pat and transmit those tests without running those tests. That time seven, the last time I looked was $179. It's not brand new. I thought I was the pedal that does to and the two birds. I spent $75 to it. And then I bought a LBG 12-100 automatic antenna tuner, brand new in the box. I've had $75 to it, baby.
Tell you what, let me make sure I got all this right so far. First item, you have an MFJ-464 code reader. You plug it into the headphone jacks, and it'll decode up to two lines of Morse code on the display there. You have all the cables to hook it up to the radio and the all that stuff. And if the people can type, it can be hooked up to their to your computer, and they can send sit there and type and send Morse code as well as receive it. If you don't want to sit there and learn Morse code, you got a code reader that will decipher it, and then let you type out the what you want to send, and it'll send it back out for you. And you want $75 for it, correct so far?
Yes, it's not put it into the transistor. It's put it into the transistor.
It plugs into the transceiver, but it has to be connected to your computer for the keyboard to work, right?
No, The two boards plug that into the transceiver.
I hadn't looked at one of those in a long time there, Walt. So you plug your keyboard into the USB port on the code reader. And then you hook that up to your transceiver, and you can send and receive code with that if you can type, right?
That's it.
$85 for it, right?
Yes, sir.
Last item you listed, you have an LDG Pro 100 automatic antenna tuner that's new in the box, and you would like $75 for it, correct?
Is that it, baby?
Got your contact information. Hang on a minute. Lost my place in my book, Walt. I've got a mess going over here tonight. But we'll get it straightened out. Folks can reach you at area code 864-479-3761, correct? I did good that time then, I guess, if I got it all right. Does anyone do any fills on either of these items that Walt just listed? Right now, we'll run this for a few weeks when you sell these items. If you don't mind, let me know, that way I can keep my book straight over on this end. But appreciate you listening that with us tonight, and hope all is going well with you over there. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
Hey, Wes. It's KK4SMB, Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor. We've got one item I'd like to see if anybody has for sale to put on the SwapNet, please.
Go ahead.
I'm looking for an auto tuner, auto antenna tuner.
one capable of 600 watts or better. It could be a LDG or a MFJ if the price is right on it. And I can be reached. I'm good on QRZ. My email is call signs KK4SMV. And if somebody's got one they're looking to get rid of, I'd appreciate it if you'd send me an email, or I can be reached by phone, by text. If they want to do that, it's 828-289-5591.
Give me that phone number again. I got the 828, my best support broke. I got so far behind, I just quit listening.
Okay, 828-289-5591. Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening. It's KK4SMB.
You are looking for an automatic antenna tuner that will handle 600 watts. No matter what brand it is, if a price is right. And they can reach you. Your email address is good on QRZ. Or they can call you or send you a text message at 828-289-5591. Correct?
You are 100% correct, Gary. You're a good man. Appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you. Thanks for listening to that with us. I don't know if you listened the last couple of weeks, but I've got a... Well, I don't know what this antenna tuner will cover. I've got a... The only other automatic antenna tuner that I've got listed, other than the one that Walt just listed, is an LDG automatic antenna tuner. It's an AT1000 Pro 2. I don't know if that'll cover 600 watts or not. I'm thinking that's a 300 watt antenna tuner, but I'm not sure.
Contact.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Gary. It's a 1000 watt voice tuner. Probably handles easily 500 watts of CW, so depending upon the mode, but it's an LDG 1000 watt HF tuner all the way up to 6 meters.
Okay, I need a feel on that. What's the price on that one?
With you, whatever can work for you. I've had it all here in the box. It's as new here in the box, and it's just sitting on the shelf. So I'm not a very good steward if it's not being used. So if you want to contact me, we'll work something out.
Okay, if you want. Okay, I'll just give out my phone number and my email if you want to. Contact me, we'll go that route. Gary has both of those. Whichever way would be your preferred method of contact, and I'm sitting here in the shack now beside my phone and computer.
I'll send you a text at 828-289-5591.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening. I'll be waiting to hear from you. It's KK4SMV.
Glad we could get you two fellas together real quick. And Dale, if you and Bob work something out, then if you want to take this one back off the SwapNet page, let me know, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, you and Bob get together and discuss that. Anyone else or anything else they would like to add, or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before I start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet, first item we got on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a Foxtrot Papa 107 Echo. That's a power supply with a built-in speaker, and it's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Alpha Delta 40 80 and 160 meter wire antenna. It's brand new in the box, and he would like $120 for it, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, a 2 meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any fields? But up is for sale. Fella has some copper J-pole antennas. These are made out of half-inch copper pipe, and he would like $50 each for these copper J-poles. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. He would like $800 for it, or he would trade it for some 2 meter stuff with some boot. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has three of the older ARRL handbooks. He has one from 1961, one from 1966, and the third one is from 1971. He said they're all in great shape, and he would like $60 for all three books. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has three batteries. These fit a Yaesu FT50 HT radio. It's an FMB41, and he has three of them. And he said to give him he's good on QRZ if you want to shoot him an email, and y'all can talk about the price of them. Does anyone need any fields? Item I got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT1802. That's a 2 meter monobander. That's an older Yaesu radio. And he would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That concludes the reading of the swap net book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Those that listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks when you sell or find these items you're looking for. If you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight down on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call KI4DOS. First up on the rag chew stuff tonight, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to there, young man?
4DOS and everybody out there in the 2 meter net. Well, I only got one thing on my mind. One thing. Well, I got two things on my mind. I knew that would happen. First of all, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that my voice is reasonable enough that I can probably get through this little rag chew session without embarrassing myself. Oh, by the way, I don't experience any pain in my throat or anything. It's not that at all. It's a quality, you know, that I know is gone, and I can't just wish it back or will it back. It's got to clear out. So, the thing I'd like to say is that it just occurred to me on this one evening to give you a special thank you. You have been so loyal to this net and the people who are here regular and those that just show up once in a while. For so many years, it is such a blessing to the rest of us. Now, some people can't bring the words, and I'm having trouble because of the larynx, but not because of what's in my heart. It's a special gift that you have given to us time and time again every week to show up and keep things going as you have. And I want to just say thanks. And, oh, let's double up on it. I have never heard a swap net where what happened tonight has happened. Maybe you can fill me in if that's happened before, that somebody put something on the net, and just prior to this, somebody says they wanted something, and you got the two together right then and there. And that just, that just got to me, really. And I'm happy for those two fellows, and it just shows that this thing works. It really works. There are people who have no longer a need for something, and somebody else who's just dying for it, you know? Gracious me. KK4JPQ.
Well, let me say thank you. I appreciate the kind words. I enjoy calling the net. I won't sit here and say that there's been a few times that I said, well, you know, man, I wish I didn't have to call the net tonight. there was a TV program or something coming on or, you know, whatnot. But I'd leave it alone and come on in here and get in front of the radios. But once I get sat down in here and get my stuff together and get ready to call the net, I get in net mode. I'm like the repeater now, you know, when it's my turn to get in here and call the net, I enjoy it. Get to talk to a lot of you fine folks out there in radio land. Some I've met and some I haven't. And maybe one day soon I'll get to meet some of them that I haven't met. That's the reason I like going to Ham Fest and get-togethers and field days and that sort of stuff. Did not get to go to Winter Field Day this year. I chose not to. I could have gone. But Joy was not feeling the best in the world. So I decided that she was more important than radio, and so I stayed home with her. And I think that's the way it should be. But I really enjoy calling the net. I can't say that I don't, because I do. It's a lot of fun for me, and you know, I just love my Ham family. I miss it when I don't get to talk to everybody. The other part of your I guess it was more of a question. Yes, that has happened before. Not very often, but it has happened on a couple of different occasions. People that were looking for something that either somebody had put it on that night or maybe it was put on last week or something of that nature, and I'd had it there, and they were looking for it. And I just, well, you know, I've got this listed. And then they got together on the radio, and yeah, most of the time they'll get together on the radio for a minute and swap contact information, and then they'll contact each other like Bob and Dale did tonight.
Something special, really, something special. I know that Dave records these, and I'm going to get a copy of that, because that conversation, that interaction between two hams was a beautiful thing. This is a hobby of ladies and gentlemen. I'll put it that way. but certainly of gentlemen. And I know I've told you this before, but I don't mind saying it again. When Donna first heard you call the net, and she sat sort of enraptured, she was paying such close attention. And after the net, after the evening, she thought to say, you know what, that fellow that called the net, there's only one thing I've got to say about that fellow. He's a real gentleman. And I don't wonder that that's how you make an impression on people. And part of the reason you're here is because people seek out others like themselves, you know. And so it's a good thing that we all have this place to be ourselves and to treat each other as we do, without you know, thinking we gotta say something any different or be boastful in any other way. You know, just to be straight up with people. And that's why I like this hobby. There's a lot of things to like about this hobby, of course. But the most, well, the greatest reward comes from the people that you meet in this hobby. That's the greatest thing. I could probably do without a lot of the equipment that I have. A lot of people might be able to say that, but the fact is you couldn't do without the people. Am I right?
Absolutely correct. You can replace radios, you can replace the antenna tuners or computers or any of this stuff. You can't replace the people. I've made a couple of phone calls in the last couple of weeks of people that I haven't heard in a while, and just call them aside. I just wanted to call check on you, to see how you were doing. And believe it or not, the ones that I called answered the phone, and we had a wonderful conversation. And once you get to checking in the net, then if you quit or you miss several weeks for some reason, a lot of us sit out, and I'm the world's worst. So I wonder if they're okay. Won't take the time to pick the phone up. But I'm trying to do better this year about picking the phone up and checking on folks. I've done that to a couple of people. Tried to call a couple of them, didn't get an answer, so I shot them a text message. And two of them I heard back from, the other one I hadn't heard back from yet. So, they might be busy, maybe out of town, who knows. Give them a day or two, let them, they'll get back to me, I'm sure. But, once people get on the air and they're on the air just about every night, you miss them when they don't show up. I hadn't heard Ed up there in Bavard. He normally is real good about checking in with us each night, but I didn't hear him tonight. But there's others that I haven't heard either, but he was another one that come to mind real quick. So maybe tomorrow I'll pick up the phone and call him, make sure he's doing all right.
Yes, sir. KK4JBQ. Well, I'm sure that's the proper way to do that. You wouldn't want to let weeks go by and then remember that you hadn't followed up, and you don't know yet how that person might be. All of us, maybe all of us, I don't know. If you're human and you've been here long enough, you will find some regret in as far as people go. Somebody that you had not picked up the phone and called them while they were still here, for crying out loud. That's happened to me. And I've met some of the finest people that I've ever had the pleasure to know. And for some reason whatsoever, I don't know what it might be, but some reason, months would go by, and we hadn't chatted, and next thing I hear, they're a silent key. That happened with John. Oh, heaven's sakes. And you would know who I'm talking to. It's not that terribly important, but it's just a real life thing that I learned about his passing a couple of months after he had already left us. Now, that hurts, and others have passed as well, and the lesson in that is while we are still together, as far as you know, while we're still together, pick up that telephone, pick up that microphone, if that's how you're in contact with people, and keep that up. It's a precious thing. Our friendships are some of the most important things we will ever have here. And with that, I'm going to bow out and hope that somebody else comes in and picks it up and continues this, because I like listening as well. Again, thank you, Gary, for being there for the rest of us tonight. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, sir.
But before you go, Yeah, I'm thinking you're talking about Little John, KG4GFU, that a Pelzer. Is that the John you're talking about?
It certainly is, yes.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure I had the right one in thought. But that's not the only one, you know. I've not been on the South Carolina single side bandit as much as I should be in the last couple of weeks, but I have taken, you know, that's a traffic net. They belong to the traffic system. And I've taken a couple of messages off of there, and you call the folks to give them their message, and lo and behold, they passed away. Nobody knew about it. So I hate it. I hate that when it happens. But, you know, that does get it back out into the mainstream with everybody else and lets them know. Tickle me to death. I was listening, oh gosh, I don't remember if it was last night or night before. I don't know what night it was. But Eddie, W4NTQ down there in Simpsonville checked in. Hadn't heard him in a while, and I was so glad to hear him. You know, he's over a century now. You know, he's over 100 and still going strong and still getting on the radio and talking with us. So it's a wonderful thing that he is. He's a wealth of knowledge. But Larry, do appreciate you talking with us a little bit tonight. Enjoyed it as always, my friend. Glad you're feeling a little bit better. My neighbor Larry, KC4SKD, sent me a text, and the doctor called him in another round of medication for his. He's got a cough with his voice. And then Chris over there in Liberty, he's lost his voice today. And so, you know, that's a terrible thing to do. You know, get where you can't talk and you want to talk, and most of the time you feel like it. Sometimes you don't. But, you know, my hat's off to these folks that are sick, and I hope they get well soon. But thanks for talking with us a little bit tonight, Larry. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again. You and Miss Donna have a wonderful evening, what's left of it, and a great day tomorrow. 7-3, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's W4ZPH. My name is David. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Y'all take care and stay well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Didn't have anybody on the list for Rag Chew, but Larry, do I have anyone else that would like to make a comment, or is there any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS.